Thanks for joining us as we continue our study through the book of Ecclesiastes, a book written by Solomon and really more of a journal as he reflects on his life. Ecclesiastes 12:13, we're going to talk about fearing God. What does that mean? Solomon says the end of the matter, all that has been heard, fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. I was watching a movie recently when a person in the movie, she would always read the last chapter of a book to determine if she wanted to read the entire book. Well, that's how Ecclesiastes should be read, actually. Last chapter first. Solomon drives hard to his conclusive point that after all has been said and done and heard, fearing God and keeping his commandment, that's the heart of the message. That's the end of the matter. That's the whole duty of man. Fearing God. That phrase, or similar phrases like the fear of the Lord, is used 300 times in Scripture. It sounds a bit ominous, doesn't it? How do I approach one I'm to fear? And can I truly love a person I'm afraid of? How does living in fear of God and loving God mesh? How do grace and fear fit together? So Martin Luther, the great reformer, struggled with the idea of fearing the Lord. His religious framework taught that fearing God was living in terror of him. He understood God as distant and the one who might smack you over the head if you got out of line. In fact, some in his community practiced what was called self-flagellation. They whipped themselves with straps, thinking that somehow that was pleasing to God. They were beating the sin out of themselves. But then Luther learned about God's grace and mercy. Jesus took all the punishment for sin in his body on the cross. Our sins are paid for in full. So how can fearing God fit into God's great love? Luther made a distinction between what he called servile fear and filial fear. Servile fear, he said, is the emotions of a prisoner in a torture chamber. When his torturer comes or executioner approaches, terror fills his heart. This dread is experienced when the captive is in a posture of submission to a person who desires to inflict pain or death. That's servile fear. Filial fear, filial is a Latin word for family. Man, that's quite different. Filial fear is the healthy respect that a child has for her loving parents. The child loves his mom and his dad and wants to please them. The child's desires to please her parents is not based on punishment. It's based on the security of the parents' love. So when we read Scripture, we should live in the fear of the Lord. And that means that we are to live in an awe and respect of our Heavenly Father, who demonstrated his great love to us by sending his Son to die for our sins. So we live in awe of his love. We live in awe of his greatness. We live in awe of his power. We embrace him as our loving Father. In the New Testament, we can call him even Abba Father, Daddy Father. We cling to him, and he holds us like a loving parent holds a child. So take some time to thank God for his love and his grace. Do that right now. Thank God for holding you like a loving parent holds a child. Ask God to help you honor him today in all the aspects of your life. And one more thing. Ask God that the desire of your life is to honor him and keep his loving commandments that he has graciously given you. And you can close your prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.